So Roberts, getting ready for playoff action to return here in Saskatoon for the first time in a lot of years. Mm-hmm. Just what's the feeling like around the locker room and getting ready to face off against Georgia here tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while, about 2019, so, you know, it's been a long stretch without the playoffs. You know, we've had some rough years, but we've been building back towards this and getting back to, you know, a championship caliber team. And, you know, I think that's what we got in this room. So, the boys, you know, we just got together, kind of just saw everyone. So, you know, I think everyone's excited and, you know, a lot of guys first time in the playoffs. So they're real fired up.
You know, you're part of those championship teams and it's been a long time for you to get back to this point. What does it mean for you, Ryan, Matt Hossig, Mike Messenger, the guys who have been here the last 6 years to finally get back to playoff with us?
Yeah, you know, it's just the start, you know, it's just round one. So we got a long way to go to get to the championship, but you know, that's the goal. And you know, it's the goal of everyone, even the guys who haven't been there. So, you know, everyone kind of knows what it takes and know it's a grind and starts the one game series tomorrow night.
What do you remember the most about those atmospheres and just the intensity of those playoff games even going back to 2019?
Yeah, I mean, the building was electric. So, you know, it'd be nice if we get to that point. I think we got a long way to go, but, you know, it's a big boost for us when the building's full and, you know, you get that extra support behind you. So, you know, we feed off it regardless, but, you know, obviously the more the better.
Just with the first game, because that first round with it being just one and done, where afterwards it's best of three, I guess, how different is it when you face that situation where it's one and done compared to best of three?
I think we played really well with our backs against the wall. You know, we kind of try and put some pressure on ourselves, and that's all this is. It's one game, and we've said it all year. We have to play 60 minutes, and there's no better test than tomorrow night.
You know, Austin, this team brought you in to try and get to this point and to see where you still have a lot of work to do to try and win a championship here. But for this milestone to be completed from what you guys had set out in training camp, how gratifying is that for this group?
It is gratifying, but the job's not done. Like, we made it, but let's make it count. You know, we want to host a trophy. We don't want to just make the playoffs. We want to host that trophy at the end of the year.
What's it going to take for this group to keep that consistency that we've seen over the course of the season here, especially, like Darren said, when you boil it down to four quarters, it's really going to make or break whether you guys are heading to the semis or packing up your bags for the year?
Yeah, I think that's exactly it, is playing 60 minutes. We do it with our feet and, you know, playing every game, but it's mentally being there for 60 minutes, shift in, shift out, making everything count. Every loose ball, every stop, it goes on to the fourth quarter when you try and win the game. So we just need to bring it for 60 minutes and play our game.
How is this team really trying to peek into the playoffs here, just based on what you guys are able to do over the last couple of games of the regular season and pull out the wins that you guys are able to do?
You know, it's a lot of hard work and 60 minutes, but it's also having fun. You know, you can't go in there squeezing your stick. So we have a lot of fun at this group, and we joke around and we goof around, but it's being focused and mentally ready, but also not being too tense. You know, just enjoy the moment and make it count.
Oh, Austin, I think I was looking at some of the old stats and I realized, hey, 2018 was your rookie year. You're on Rochester.
Yeah.
And they lost. I was just like,
in this building.
Like, oh my God, that's like, I think he was on.
Yeah, my rookie Rochester year, we lost the game three final here to Churchy.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just wondering, just what are your memories of that? And 8 years later, what's it like now? You think back to that being with the Rush now.
It's been eating at me for 8 years. You know, I got a taste my rookie year, and I didn't get that trophy, so. I've been playing to win championships. That's all I want to do, and to have a chance to do that again is cool. But there's, like Churchy said, there's a lot of work to do. This is just round one.
Robert, there's a lot of guys in this locker room where this is going to be their first taste of playoff lacrosse here at the professional level. Has there been any sort of conversations or messaging in the locker room from the leadership group about what those players can expect going into tomorrow's game?
Not really. Yeah, I'm sure that'll happen kind of today and tomorrow leading up to the game. But, you know, the goal all along was just to get to this point. We weren't looking too far ahead and past last week's game. So, you know, we don't spend too much time together. So last game ends, you know, we're on to the next. But I think the messaging will definitely be, you know, you gotta, can't take it for granted. You know, I mean, I got there a lot when I was young and it's been 6 years and it's, you know, that's all I wanted is to get back there and, you know, take advantage of the moment you got.
You guys have been overall a really strong defensive team, and I think, you know, the game against Georgia this year probably was a great example of that, winning it, you know, single digits and 8-7. score. What do you guys take from that game as far as preparation for playoffs, or just overall, you know, the season and some of the, you know, the ups and downs, or some of the close games, or maybe the comebacks early when you're a little bit caught off the start or something like that?
It's good, you know, we played them once, so it's nice playing a team that you've already played. But that just shows that we never give up. Like, we did have a lot of comeback wins in the start of the year, and it shows how good our defense is, and our goalies are always going to be there down the stretch. This is going to be a 60-minute game, and we're not going to bring it all, but we played them before. We were missing Church that game, and I know I was in a bit of a lull at that game, and it wasn't our best game in offense, that's for sure, and we came out with a win. So, you know, the offense has been rolling really well. Skiggs has been awesome, and our defense has been the heart of this team all year. So I think we're ready for this game, and we'll come out with a win.
Robert, the last couple of years, the Achilles heel of this team has been those tight 1-2 maybe goal games where a couple of those go your way, you might be sitting in the playoffs, you know, last year or the year before. What has been different about this year and the team's ability to execute those clutch points?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, obviously the defense is the backbone of our team, and you know, Frank having the, you know, goaltender of the year quality season that he has is huge. I think you look at the pieces we added. You know, Hossick, he's a shutdown defender over there. We added Austin. We got some much needed righty scoring that we've been lacking over the last few years. So, you know, when you look at losing all those one goal games, you know, adding two pieces like that is kind of all you need. You know, that's kind of put us over the edge, and I don't think we've been in too many real one goal games like we were last year, which, you know, it's a lot less stressful when you can win by a few. Well, I guess in the other way, we've kind of lost a few that way, but yeah, I think the experience though is huge too, because most of the guys in this locker room were there last year and, you know, felt the heartbreak, and, you know, same thing earlier in the year, winning those two games back to back in overtime is massive, and I think that'll still carry weight going forward.
Being the number two ranked team going into the playoffs and going into this game against Georgia, do you guys feel a target on your back at all from the other teams around the league? Or
no, I think Buffalo will have a target, you know, as long as they're around with being the back-to-back champs and, you know, the odds-on favorite. But, you know, I think you can throw the seeds out the window when you get into playoffs. All eight teams are capable of winning it. And I think the biggest thing is just clinching that home game, because that's really the only one-up you got on them right now.
Actually, that was going to be my question, is the advantage of having all the games at home, except for if you play Buffalo in the final, is that we were kind of talking about, boy, is it even different once they take the ice out? But I have to imagine just being able to play at home, have all the comfort that you have on a game day, as opposed to going to a, you know, enemy territory and enemy fans, that's got to be an advantage. I know you're not looking into the semis and the final, but that's got to be an advantage to start off playoffs.
Yeah, I'd say just the familiarity of playing here, you know, nine times compared to going to Georgia once, where, you know, you got our routines, we got our lunch spots, you know, you got everything down pat. I mean, for me, Western guy, obviously a shorter flight here than to go to Georgia. So, you know, I think it all adds up. But at the end of the day, when the game starts, it's an even playing field, and, you know, we have to do everything we got. And, you know, like Austin said, put 60 minutes together and start fast, because playoffs, you know, and lacrosse is a game of runs, so it's just going to be managing those runs and keeping them limited.